USA Radio News.
Fights erupted Saturday during an anti-abortion protest outside a Planned Parenthood in Modesto, California. Several people were detained after pro-choice counter-protesters confronted Straight Pride, an anti-abortion group. The annual Straight Pride rally was scheduled for Saturday, but Modesto police declared an unlawful assembly and told demonstrators to disperse. President Biden is dismissing the claims from former President Donald Trump that he broadly declassified the boxes of White House documents he took to Florida after leaving office.
Come on. I'm not going to comment because I don't know the detail. I don't even want to know. Let the Justice Department take care of it.
This is USA Radio News.
Whether you're taking your pets on the road or a walk around the block, you need to be aware of heat stroke. Hi, I am Dr. Jose Arce, immediate past president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. It's important that pets get out and enjoy the warm weather and fresh air, but here are some reminders to help keep your pets safe in the heat. Tune into the day's forecast to see how hot it will be. Limit exercise on hot days or schedule walks earlier or later on the day when it's cooler. If outside, stay on the grass instead of the hot pavement. Make sure your pet has unlimited fresh water and access to shade. Never leave your pet in a closed vehicle. And leave your pet at home in air conditioning when you go out. If you see signs of heat strokes in your pet, such as excessive panting, drooling, unsteadiness, or abnormal gum and tongue color, call your veterinarian or nearest emergency clinic. For more info on summer pet safety, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.
Governor Ron DeSantis has suspended four Broward County school board members in wake of a grand jury report that called for their dismissal over, quote, neglect of duty and incompetence in managing a multi-million dollar bond for campus security, a program that the governor stated that could have potentially saved lives since the 2018 shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. Four new board members have been appointed. Kevin Tynan is one of the new appointees.
We need to protect our children as homeowners. We need to have reasonable taxes. And the trust that's placed in the school board on the monies that they're given, we need to make sure they're spent wisely and appropriately.
In a statement, DeSantis said that he hopes the action, quote, brings the Parkland community another step towards justice, end quote. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Buffalo Bills have officially released rookie Matt Araiza from the team 2 days after a lawsuit was filed alleging the player and two college teammates gang-raped a teenager last fall. At a team press conference, the announcement was made.
But at this time, we just think it's the best move for everyone to move on from Matt and let him take care of this situation and focus, you know, on that, and so we're going to part ways there.
The NFL declined to comment except to say it was aware of the matter.
Pope Francis elevated 20 more churchmen to the rank of cardinal on Saturday, formally expanding those now eligible to vote for his successor in case he dies or resigns. He said that the latter is something he'd consider if the need arises. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Flash floods triggered by monsoonal rains across much of Pakistan have killed nearly 1,000 people and injured and displaced thousands more since mid-June. That's according to officials. The death toll was announced after the prime minister asked for international help in battling deadly flood damage in the Islamic nation. The crisis has forced the government to declare a state of emergency. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.